All right, everybody. Well, welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, BM.
Me, Ashley.
And Peniel of B2B.
Yes. Woo-hoo. This is a podcast, a very special podcast, where we talk about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective.
Our perspective.
Today, we're talking about space.
Space.
And aliens.
Aliens.
Why? Ugh. Because I said so.
Okay.
Yup. Ooh, are aliens real? Would we jump on a spaceship? Is Pluto even a planet?
Isn't it like a dwarf planet or something they call it, right?
I have no idea. Guys, if there's anything you want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave us a comment when our full episodes go up a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, so more people can know about the show and join in on the fun. We're gonna talk about space.
Space.
The huge. You do?
I always, if you ask me, there's, you know, no matter how difficult it is, if there's a dream job for me, I would say astronaut.
Ooh. You want to be an astronaut?
I want to go to space.
Is your favorite brand Billionaire Boys Club?
No, it's not.
Oh.
I don't like aliens, though. Oh.
All right, then.
Why?
Because I don't care for them. Like, if they exist, they exist. Like, if they don't, I don't care. Like,
do you think they exist?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I see a definite possibility of the existence of aliens. Have you guys watched the show Unacknowledged on Netflix?
Oh, is it good?
No.
I put it on my wish list or whatever. Watch list, or I don't know what it's called.
I watched a scary movie about aliens before. The girl gets abducted by an alien, she claims, and she comes back and she talks about that.
Is that the documentary type?
No, it's not
movie?
A documentary. I think so. This was like 10 years ago.
I think I've seen that. Is that the Roswell thing or like something like that? I don't even know. But Unacknowledged is crazy. While you look that up, I'm going to talk about more about aliens.
Okay. Please do, because I have nothing to say.
Yeah. So supposedly, I'm just going to... This whole podcast, what I say is probably going to be based on everything I saw from Unacknowledged, because it's about a guy who... a scientist who worked at... who claims he worked at Area 51. I don't know if this is all facts or not. I can't say.
Right.
But it all seems to like, it all seemed very coherent and like it made sense almost. So like I was like, dang, so they are real? Are they? You know what I mean? But his old take, the show itself isn't about are aliens real or not. It's they're real and what they have can benefit the world. So we need to get this information out there. Isn't that crazy? It wasn't even about if they're real or not. The show just, it's already real. So it's. He used to work in aircrafts, UFO aircrafts at Area 51. Okay. And he would explain the aircrafts. He came out on a podcast too.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah, on a Joe Rogan podcast. And he was talking about how, you know, he's been inside the aircrafts. His job is to find out how they function and how they lift off the floor. He saw them lift off the floor above his head. He saw like how they have like cloaking technology, but like it makes no sense because when the guy who's in the aircraft while they're testing it, while it's cloaked, they're speaking to each other through a radio, but that doesn't make sense either because radioactive energy for the radios to connect to each other, the cloaking device in human technology and human chemistry and all that scientific stuff, it shouldn't be able to go through the cloaking. The cloaking should block that radioactive energy.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff that he was explaining and was saying how what they have can, the energy that they have inside that one aircraft is enough to like potentially power houses, power electricity. And the biggest thing was it's enough for it to be free.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were talking about
just
how like
one aircraft.
Yeah. So his thing was like governments don't want this to be a thing where public people know because if electricity is free, the people who run electric plants and all that,
right?
They just go broke. They're gonna go straight broke. So So it was like a lot of information on that. So like it took me away from are they real or not and put me more into like. We need to start using alien energy.
But what if they want nothing to do with us? I mean, but you, by the way you're describing it, they mm-hmm. seem like really highly intellectual creatures. So what if they're looking at us right now? They're like, those, like, we don't need that.
That's another theory. That's yeah. another theory that people have, because like how we would look at like early Neanderthals is probably how they view us. They're just looking at an ant farm like, gosh, these guys are so like not updated at all. So yeah, I still can't say for a fact that they're real or not, because I haven't seen with my own eyes. But like the show itself brings up like documents that were signed by past presidents saying we're going to keep this a secret and all that stuff. So
how did they get those?
How do what know?
How did they get those documents?
I don't know. Which is another thing where it's like, yeah, how did you get those documents? Yeah. Like, where are they from? Are they real documents? So
right,
it's like,
right. That's okay.
So I can't even say yet if they're real or not.
I don't like 100% doubt it, because I feel like whatever there is, you know, like a book about or a movie on, mm-hmm. like, I feel like those came into existence because
of something.
Of something. Right. Like, someone just can't make it up out of nowhere. I'm just really curious of what aliens would look like if they do really exist. If they would look like, you know, those big headed,
right.
like.
No, well, from the thing that I saw, I saw it with you, right? And, yeah. Right. They said that it was like, they're really small.
3 feet. No yeah. higher than a meter.
Do they look like aliens? Like the big.
They don't know about
like,
that, but like they no, say like
they
the,
do. They do.
They
say on the
like
on the Netflix show.
On Unacknowledged.
Big eyes, orifices on where ears should be and the nose should be. And
what's an orifice?
Like a hole.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And they have four fingers with like little suction things like on the tips of their fingers, oh, is what they say. It was gonna trip me out, bro. I was like, oh snap.
Like this? And they got a suction finger. It's like, is it real or CGI is like super good these days too? You
True.
Know, it's like, you never know, you know? It's
yeah, because like, they know. Claim to release these, you know,
videos.
Never before seen videos and footages
yeah.
of aliens. But who knows if they make stuff up. They make stuff up all the time.
Like, why yeah. did they? I was kind of like, why did they release it in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, you know? Like to me it was kind of like, I feel like they're just trying to get people to like stop worrying about corona and like
worry about aliens.
Yeah, like oh, aliens are real. They're like, what, coronavirus, what's that? It's like, oh, aliens. Like I thought the timing was a little shady.
I think this document, the scientist they show in the documentary is much younger than the scientist we saw on Joe Rogan.
Oh, so it's him when he was younger.
So he's been like preparing this for a really long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like a movie documentary or is it like a few pieces?
It's like a movie documentary.
It's
but like
one?
It's all. Yeah, it's just all like.
Or
it's like one
a few
movie.
Episodes?
No, one movie.
One movie? All
yeah.
right.
Wait, so what is his goal through this? He wants to use aliens?
To use.
Like.
Their
foreign
technology?
Like foreign technology,
yeah, 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 like inter
to benefit the world, yeah,
intergalactic trade too, something like that, maybe like get in contact with them.
But,
and then like,
but okay, so if they're that smart, what do we have to offer to them?
Probably nothing.
Exactly.
McDonald's is pretty good.
Like,
here.
Yo, you want some Mickey D's?
Imagine they're like, hell yeah, let me dip on
like,
that,
yeah, but then they eat it through the suction.
Ew,
oh man,
you never know.
Yep, that's you gonna
never,
be a
yeah,
big culture
know.
Shock.
But I guess I do kind of like believe, because it's talking about them itself scares me, because I feel like they're gonna abduct me at night while I'm sleeping alone.
They're like, she found out.
Yeah, I feel like they're like, if they do exist, they're listening to everything. So like
maybe
that scares
know.
Me.
I wouldn't be surprised if they had the technology too.
I mean, for me, it's like we haven't discovered like, well, like 99% of space, right?
Yeah.
I say, I don't know, it's so big. So it's like, yeah, I think there could be a possibility, but also I'm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Bible, it doesn't say anything about aliens. So it's like,
true.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm Christian too. That's why I'm like, I can't say for a fact there is.
Yeah.
I've never seen them yet.
Yeah.
And like, I do have something that I believe in on the side, but it's just so fascinating. Like,
yeah. Because I talked about it with a friend of mine. There were these beings called like higher humans or something like that mentioned in the Bible. It was in like Genesis or something. It was like demons were like breeding with humans.
Mm-hmm.
Angels were breeding
with demons, angels. Like same thing. Yeah. But they were breeding with like humans, and then they were making these like higher humans, right? So it's like maybe if aliens do exist, it's like those people, they escaped to space somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And like, who knows? I don't know. But yeah, I would have to like see one in real life to like actually believe it.
Do you want to see one in real life?
Yeah.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
I mean, if they actually exist, I'd be like, yeah, it's like, you know, I'd be scared. I'd probably shiitake mushroom myself, but.
What if they say, like, I'm going to take you to experiment on you and find out more about the human anatomy?
Well, if I'm targeted, I don't think there's much that I can do to defend myself.
That's true. Or you can't even speak. You're like being lifted up into their UFO.
It's like, no, I'm okay. All right. Okay. Fine. No.
That's so terrible.
I'll be like, that we're taking one of you first and we'll experiment on you first.
So more than 80% of our ocean, we have not explored.
Yeah, we haven't explored that either.
And people say that octopus, like that animal, is DNA, unlike any other thing that exists that we've come across.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think that octopus
are like aliens.
Maybe, because look at, they got the suction thingies.
Oh.
And then their head is kind of just round with the two eyes too. Oh. And they got the slits.
Holes. Yeah.
Ocean aliens.
Yeah. They might have just, they were like, hey, like put like a plastic body or something on that. It's like, you never know.
Dude, that kind of really like, that's pretty terrifying. The fact that 80% of the ocean isn't.
Yeah, dude. No, I believe, I seriously think that deep down, there's still like the dinosaur, like the water dinosaurs.
Water dinosaurs.
Like, yeah, I don't know what they're called.
Like Godzilla's chilling down there.
No, not Godzilla, but like actual like dinosaur, not Godzilla.
Oh.
Maybe Godzilla's chilling down there too, but I hope not.
They make it make so much sense in the movies.
Godzilla? Like chilling down there?
Or just
there?
Like prehistoric prehistoric animals and how they are just like hibernating down there or something.
Oh, yeah. Because you know how dinosaurs were like huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then, you know, like the lower you go, it's like the pressure gets like stronger.
Mm.
But I feel like they're like so big enough that they could probably take that pressure, you know?
That's Godzilla.
It's something like that, you know?
I feel like aliens part of like, you know, the whole like conspiracy thing that people always talk about too. Mm-hmm. And people love conspiracy theories.
Oh, people love conspiracies.
And they just love talking about it. And the more you dig deep, the more like convinced you get. Like kind of like how you are right now.
Yeah,
watching
need
all
to
the
chill
documentaries.
I'll watch that documentary soon.
I'm scared. Yeah. I don't want to. I'm scared.
It won't scare you. It's kind of more on the positive side of what aliens could do for us.
Okay.
Like if they do exist, right?
No, well, in the movie.
Oh, but he believes that.
In the movie, it's like they exist. We can do this with their power or whatever. Is this mine?
It is now.
Okay.
It's just like you never know. And I'm sure while we're alive, even if they do exist, we'll never even see them or hear about them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Would you guys go on, was it Elon Musk's Mars?
SpaceX or whatever?
Like, would you be willing to be one of the people who first colonized Mars?
Not the very first. I need to see if people make it there in one piece and kind of see how they
people
live.
People have made it to Mars before.
Yeah. But not like actually live there.
People haven't lived there. I mean, it's not livable conditions right now though, right? Mars. I know that they had like, I think they found like a frozen river or something, right? Mm-hmm. On Mars, which means that at one time it might have been because, there's like, it was like water, and who knows, like it could have been livable at one point. And then I think they found like small little like bacteria or something that are like alive, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't they find like bacteria or something on Mars that's like alive, right? Like small bacteria,
fossilized.
Or something like that. Yeah,
fossilized bacteria,
something like
and
that.
Like it was there.
Like something
alive.
Used to live there.
See,
but
would you call that an alien though? Like alien bacteria, since
I don't know,
it used to be alive and it was.
But
on Mars.
Are we aliens?
I mean, we would be to another alien from us.
I don't know.
You know,
but who knows? It's like, I don't know. I don't. I want to go to Mars.
Yeah, I don't think I go to Mars.
I think the trip there is like way too long too. Doesn't it take like a few like
probably years? Yeah,
right.
Like, I'm not trying to chill on a year on a spaceship. No, I got more. Like, I got better stuff to do.
But you know, like when you watch when you watch all those movies about space and going to the space.
No, but I feel like trip to Mars, the gravity is gonna be different.
You're gonna lose all your muscles.
You're gonna like. The 21 months, it's going to be, like, anti-gravity, too. So, like, yeah, you're going to, like, lose your muscles and stuff. It's, like, rather than go to Mars, I would do military service.
Mm. Dang.
Because like, I feel like once you land on Mars, you're going to have to do rehab and gain your muscles back and everything. It's going to be longer. Right?
But don't you want to see how things would be like?
You can go and tell me how it is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm chilling right here, Ashley. Yeah,
I'm good. Okay.
I want to see.
Yeah, I'll, you know, hopefully if you colonize, they'll find a way to make like iMessage work or something too. And you can send me pictures.
Yeah. Wasn't Justin Bieber like set to go on that too? Like
really?
Or like the moon or Mars or whatever. He paid like a lot of money to reserve a spot or something.
Yeah, it's like $200,000.
No, I was like, oh, just $200. What? I'll reserve my spot.
$200,000 seems like a little too, no? Like compared to
$200,000?
Yeah.
Dang, how much money are you making?
No, not that. But just like, you know, to go to the moon. I feel like I thought they would require more, but
$250,000, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the common person. I don't think they would just blow off 250K
Of course not.
Yeah.
Just like celebrities or something.
Yeah. It's people that got like funky money.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, like big funky money.
Yeah. It's like they could do both fingers funky money.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe with their feet too. Yeah. Like funky four times.
The toes. Like, yeah. Quadruple funkies.
The movie I was talking about before was The Fourth Kind.
Oh, yeah. I think I did like watch that a long time ago.
I don't think I saw that either.
It took place in like Alaska. The girl.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. But anyways. Okay, so Professor BM, is there anything else you want to tell us about aliens or space?
Wait,
I have a quick question. Do you guys remember all the planets?
Yeah. I only remember because of Sailor Moon.
Mars, Mercury,
Pluto, Venus, Neptune.
Do you know in order?
No, I don't know what an order.
Uranus.
What was that acronym? Saturn. It's like something like my mom's something, pie, pizza. Something. You don't know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what the...
Let me look it up real quick.
Earth, Mercury, Mars,
planet,
Saturn,
acronym.
Pluto, Uranus.
My very excited mother just served us
nachos?
Noodles. What? I've never heard of this.
I only got six. Hold on.
Oh, what nachos.
Wow. Okay. I guess, Pluto is not a planet anymore.
Yeah, they got
so
rid of it.
So there's only eight now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. So while we're in the subject of space and astronomy, do you guys believe in astrology?
No, not really.
What do you mean? Like the star signs?
Yeah,
Not really. I do think it's a little more accurate than like the blood types.
Really?
Doesn't it go more in detail?
What's your star sign?
Mine's a Pisces. For the longest time, I thought I was Piscus.
Piscus.
I thought I was pronounced Piscus for the longest time.
Piscus.
But Pisces.
I mean, it's fun reading about it sometimes, but I don't like follow it. You know how there are people like, oh, you're a Libra, like, oh, you're a Scorpio, and they know
like,
exactly what you
I
are.
I can't date you because you're
We don't vibe well.
Yeah,
I don't know to that extent. I just know I'm a Scorpio.
Whatever.
Would you say you're pretty empathetic?
As in, I care about other people?
Is that what empathetic means?
Empathetic means that you don't just feel sorry for someone, you literally their shoes.
I'm that.
You feel
their pain.
What's sympathetic then?
Sympathetic
it's like,
means like, I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's...
I don't think I'm empathetic at all.
Okay, well, that crosses one off the Pisces tree.
Okay. Like, I can't imagine myself in the shoes and I'm like, oh, man. Like, I don't think I do that.
I try to be empathetic. Are you mystical?
What does that mean? Am I a unicorn? Are you mystical? What is it?
Are you romantic? I feel like you could be romantic.
Me? I don't know.
Are you imaginative? Do you imagine a lot?
Like, I used to.
Hmm. Nowadays, not so much?
Yeah, it changed that.
Are you pleasure seeking?
What kind of pleasure?
That's a yes. We're going to say yes to that one. So Pisces, we're going to look at some, weaknesses. You can be a victim of almost anything. You're fearful, overly trusting, and a desire to escape reality. That doesn't sound like you. Are you like that? Maybe like on the inside?
I don't think he's overly trusting.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Where do you even find these things?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just looking on Google, so.
You're Libra.
I'm a Libra.
You're obsessed with symmetry and strive to create equilibrium in all areas of life.
Do you?
That's pretty. I'm not like crazy on symmetry, but I do like see it.
Mm. You have the same sign as Will Smith. And also Poutine.
Who? Who's Poutine?
Putin.
I don't
know.
Yeah. But when I tell people I'm a Scorpio, they say like, oh, you seem like a Scorpio.
What is a Scorpio like?
I don't know. We're apparently very like strong.
Strong-headed?
Strong, like strong personality? Headed.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like what you want and what you don't want, stuff like
I
that?
I don't even know. I don't even know for sure.
To, like, the devil's side.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, yeah. It's like, yeah, perfect.
Perfect sense. Makes a lot of sense.
We're evil, apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I see okay. that.
Explains a lot.
Yes,
thanks.
Yes, all right.
I think the funniest mm-hmm. is that you hate like confrontation, but you love hearing drama.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I don't like none of that. I mean, because like for me, if it's confrontation, it's gonna be some big confrontation.
Really?
It's like okay, I don't know. Okay. I'm very hard. It's hard for me to
like accept it kind of.
No. Oh. Hold my emotions.
When I'm
sad, I get pretty sad. When I'm happy, I'm dumb happy. When I get angry, you don't want to see me there.
Yeah.
But if it's usually confrontation brings out a little bit of anger. So I try not to like, for you, for the dude I got to confront and for me, you know, I don't want to see that
right,
side of
right,
me.
Right, right,
neither
right.
do you. But what was the second one? I love hearing
you
about
love
it.
Drama,
yeah. I do. Mm. I do like hearing about it. It's fun.
Wait, maybe I'm a Libra. What?
You like hearing about it too?
Yeah, I like hearing about drama,
yeah,
but I don't want to be involved in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. Hey, let me
too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's everyone.
True.
I guess.
Applicable to.
I hate drama though.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I don't like being a part of that.
Yeah. What stereotype is there about Pisces?
Pisces is that you space out really easily.
Oh, that's so him.
Do I space out?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll be staring at you one, but you're like,
oh.
What do Libras match well with?
Gemini.
Gemini is born on what month?
It's May to June.
May to June.
Nah, every time he's like, hey, when's your birthday? It's like October. Nah. They're going to be like January. I'm like, ah, nah, sorry.
Yeah.
I can't.
Do you guys know your MBTIs as well?
I think I was like, I forget what I was completely. Yeah.
I was like,
I think you're an E too.
Yeah, I was an E, I think.
Yeah.
I was like an ESF something.
Yes. Really? I took like a 5-question one on
That's not accurate.
I took a 50-question one. But like it was all in Korean.
Oh.
And when I read Korean, I get a headache. I don't know why. Like too much Korean. Reading too much Korean.
No, I get you. Right? Yeah.
I was
just like, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so on the really short one,
uh-huh.
like the 5-10-question one, it said I was ESTP.
Oh.
What is that?
Do you know?
My 애정표현력 was like full bars. My 눈치력, it's like 20%.
Oh, you took the dating one, huh?
Oh, this is a dating one?
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, that's why.
Yeah. That was like trending for a while because like Iori did it.
Oh, that's why. Someone just sent it to me. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all about dating.
Mm-hmm.
I got some chujin yok. It's like full bars.
What is that?
How hard you go after your
my son?
Yeah. Well, you are a go getter when it comes to girls.
I guess. sure. What? No? Okay.
Anyways.
십구금력 and 폭발력 is full bars too. What's 폭발력?
You explode.
Like, I get angry?
I don't know. I guess.
I don't get angry.
You don't seem like the angry type.
I know. Hulk?
Stars! Don't base your life off of that.
I heard shooting stars. I heard a lot of times it's just astronaut poop.
No, I don't think so.
No, for real.
Astronaut poop?
Yeah. A lot of times shooting stars is just astronaut poop.
Astronaut poop? Like
astronauts poo-poo. They poo-poo and they release it into space and it comes it into down. Space,
And all of a sudden it's a shooting star.
You're right.
Right? Really? I told you.
How does that create a shooting star?
It doesn't come down to Earth though. You just see it.
It burns before it disappears. Yeah. Cause like the speed is so fast, it just, like, burns up.
So they like shoot the astronaut dude like out of the thing fast.
It has like the gravitational pull. So like if it just gets in like the atmosphere, it'll start pulling it down. And then it's like it gets so fast that it burns up, and then it just like.
So I mean, if you guys ever see
astronauts poop,
astronaut poop.
You guys,
please let me do well on my test tomorrow.
Just know now, everybody, once you see that thing that you feel like it only happens once in a while, it's just a bunch of astronaut poop just coming out of a burning astronaut poop.
That's what I heard, though.
Yeah. Live in the now, guys.
Yeah. Let's save this Earth. We're in a crisis, guys. There was a scientist that said that he thinks we're going to be the last generation. Like, there's not going to be we're the 21st generation. Egypt, right? There's not going to be like a 22nd generation.
Like, we're all going to go extinct or something?
Yeah, like the world's going to like go into like some serious global warming, and it's going to be like some Snowpiercer stuff or something like that.
I mean, the way we're treating it right now.
Yeah, like it's going to like burn up or like freeze or something. Like. But anyways.
Yeah.
Transition.
Transition into the props. Whoop. So we have a prompt from someone online who posted this message asking for advice in this episode's topic.
All right.
Let's see if we have any insight. I'm afraid of aliens. I don't know what brought this fear into me, but I know aliens aren't real. I don't know what to do, but I can't look into the sky anymore without thinking it could be one. I'm flying to Europe in March, and I'm terrified to look up and see something. I want to know how old this person is.
Yeah. How old? Is there an age? There's no age.
I mean, no.
All right. Well, they probably got scared by watching a movie or something like Signs, or is that too old?
If it helps, think of it like this. Oh, watch Unacknowledged. Because,
All right. How much did they pay you?
They should pay me.
It's okay. They won't harm you.
You don't know that.
If aliens have the technology to come to Earth, they're going to have the technology to blow the world up like that. And the fact that they're not blowing the world up like that means they might be peaceful. So...
Yeah, they might be peaceful creatures.
They might be the most peaceful people. Or they might just be octopi. Octopi? Is that the right plural?
Yeah, plural. Is it?
They might just be octopi.
Great American. Great American. I mean English.
Yes. I speak good American.
Yeah. I feel like just put in your head that they're peaceful. Smart people are usually peaceful. Smart people don't like confrontation. Libras don't like confrontation. I am a smart people.
I am a smart people. Speak good American.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up.
All right,
guys. We're going to go into this message we got online asking for advice. And it says, my friend thinks space is a waste of time. Here are some quotes from him. Space is a boring place. Space is a waste of time. It's not interesting. He also thinks NASA should be destroyed and should work to solve Earth-based issues like poverty. I think he's wrong. What are your views?
I think both are really important.
Well, I mean, yeah. To each their own, you know? Everyone has their own opinions.
Yeah. I mean, I personally find it fascinating, and I follow NASA on Instagram, and I see all the trips that they make and all the pictures of like the planets and the stars they take.
No, it's fascinating for sure, because we haven't discovered like anything about it. It's like, I don't know about aliens, but I do feel like, you know, maybe there could be an element that's not on Earth that could seriously like solve what's it called? Like, be a replacement for electricity, be a replacement for gas, be, who knows? That could solve maybe the whole global warming crisis too. You never know.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I feel like your friend is also very realistic. And it's like,
we have to fix serious issues right now.
It's like, why are we just trying to discover something that it's like, that might be nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you never know. I mean, to each their own.
Let him. Does he have Netflix? Unacknowledged is a pretty good documentary.
At this point, I'm pretty sure he's actually getting paid. At this point,
they should pay me. Yeah. Netflix.
Yeah, pay him.
Pay up.
Yo, shout out your email so they know where to contact you.
Contact Dive Studios.
Okay.
We can make the money together.
Okay. All right.
I split it with you guys too.
We gonna get that NASA money.
Oh, yo. Yeah.
I don't even know if NASA.
Don't give it to the stars. Yeah. Give it to the stars. Oh!
Double entendre. I don't even know if that's what it means.
All right, guys, that being said, we're gonna wrap up today's episode on space. We talked a lot about astrology, astronomy, maybe a little bit too much about aliens.
Yeah, if they could be real, if they're not real.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it doesn't matter if you think they are real or not, everyone has their own beliefs.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Most importantly, the main message of today, live in the now. All right.
Sure.
That being said, guys, if you wish to stay updated on the show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios, and also full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe and review this podcast with five billion stars. And thank you for watching today's episode.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace.
Bye.
Oh,
we should do this
because
it's alien.
Peace
Spock.
Out.
Spock. Come in peace.
Bye.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Are you a hunter or an outdoor enthusiast? Take your love for firearms to the next level with Goat Guns. Our miniatures are an ideal addition to your hunting gear or cabin decor. Each model is meticulously crafted, capturing the essence of legendary firearms. Celebrate your passion for the outdoors by displaying these stunning pieces. With Goat Guns, you can showcase your love for hunting and firearms in a unique and artistic way. Explore our collection now and embrace your outdoor spirit at GoatGuns.com.